Okay, today's daf is Eirvin daf Vav. As we continue, we are on Hey, I'm a Bez at the two dots, but just one or two notes on the last sugya. Omim Ruba Laparis is going to come up again, Bez Hashem, today, so we're not going to start with that. But the last point, the last line, if you remember, the Gemara mentioned that if I have the Mavui with the 8 Amma opening, and I build a wall that's 4 Amos, and I'm not exactly sure if it's a little shorter or it's a little longer, it's okay. It's okay, b'diavad, because, you know, miman of shach, it's okay. If it's shorter, so then, if it's shorter than dalat amos, so then it's a lechi, like we said. If it's more, then it's omen merub al aparet, that it's more half, standing than broken, and therefore, it would be okay either drabanan, it's a suffix drabanan lakula. Tosfos then asked the important, question on the third line of Tosfos a suffix, v'yam tomar, v'yamai havi suffix devrayim, hakai malon dibide adam efshar letzamte. The sugya, the main sugya, is in Meseches Bechoros, but it comes up other places also. Efshel Letzamtem or Efshel Letzamtem. The Mishnah in Bechoros discusses if you have an animal that's giving birth to its Bechor, and two animals come out at the exact same time, two boys, two male offspring, come out at the exact same time. Do we say that it's possible that they both have Kedushas Bechor Vadai? Misham Safik, you don't know which one came out. Okay, they're both Safik. But do you know they both have Kedushas Vadai? That's a machlokas. Do we say that it's possible they came out exactly at the same moment? What's called Efshar Letzamtem? You can be Mitzamtem. You can verify and have exactly the same moment two events occurring. What do you say? Efshar Letzamtem? No, you don't know. One of them's a Bechor. One of them's not the Bechor. One of them has to go to the Kohen. And one of them not, because you have a Moshe Mechaver Olav Araya on the other one after it gets a Mum. So that is a sugya Mesachas Bechoros, but it comes up in a number of places. Efshel Etzamtem or Efshel Etzamtem. Tosfos quotes one of the distinctions that the Rishonim make, because there are a number of sugyas and shas that give different impressions. One of the distinctions is Bidei Adam or Bidei Shamayim. So some say that Bidei Adam, an event that's Bidei Adam, which I'm doing something. Can I do two things at the exact same moment? Efshel Etzamtem, or be so exact, not only the same moment. Now we're expanding it. This sugya is not at the same moment, but it's measurement. Can I be exact in terms of measuring? This is exactly half. Can I do that? Does a person have that ability? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos says, according to the opinion of Efshel Etzamtem, so why here do we say that Miman of Shach is okay? Measure it. Figure it out. That's Tosfos' question. The Kaimala Papa, Damar Parits Ki'omed Mutter, can you have exactly equal Parits and Ki'omed? So if it's Efshel Etzamtem, so why don't we have to figure it out? V'lo Efshel Etzamtem, Le'echos Shilma Parits Meruba. Why don't you think the Parits is Meruba? So Tosfos discusses how do you fit this in. So Tosfos, as I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday, on the second line on top, says V'yeshlomar, Ho'o V'yefshel Etzamtem, Ela Ayidei Torah Gadol. Since you can figure it out, but it would be very difficult, Lo Hitrichul Etzamtem, V'limdod B'savi Devrayim. Chazal were matriach you to do it. V'chein mashma b'loshen akuntris. Right, he's looking at Rashi. Rashi on the fourth to last line says, "Daharov b'nei adam ein yacholon letzamtem." What does that mean? Most people can't figure it out. What do you mean, most people? So don't be like most people. No, Rashi's saying, according to Tosfos, that since most people can't do it, that shows its difficulty. So it's considered efshel letzamtem. That's what Tosfos says in the first day. This daya is used by the Achiezer in a totally different context. The Achiezer writes, Rav Chaim Ozer in Chelek Gibel Sibin Nuntes, he had a shayla, B'dvar ha-she'ela she'nish'alti, b'moel, b'yantif rishon shal Pesach. Oh, Yonah D'Yom, it was the first day of Pesach and it was a brismila. And he was in a certain place. Ishari le'lech la brismila, b'machem asher hu safek chutz l'tchum. He's not exactly sure whether the place where he's going to is in the tchum. V'nimdad al yidei eino baki, umatza yoser ma'at me'ar ba'as alafim m'shmona me'az amma. It was found out to be a little more than 4,800 amas. So we know you got 4,000 amas at most. You put an air of tchum right in the middle, so you have 4,000 amas. So it was a little more than that. But it wasn't a baki. Ella, lefishish limdor idim makadrin baharim biyakatzer haderech. What was the problem? We're going to have this later on. If there's a mountain, you don't measure up the mountain and then go down the mountain, which is a lengthier point. There's a method of figuring out as if the mountain was flat. Makadrin baharim. Literally, you make a hole in the mountain. So, this Moel wanted to know. He wasn't Makajan Baharim, so he wants to, and maybe it is close, Betzokat Chub, and now he says, there was a big snowstorm, so we can't figure it out now anyway. We're at the end of Misaka Shabbos, you could be Modei, Letzorach Mitzvah. So, but here, you can't, because there's snow all over. Right? Snow on Pesach. Wherever this was. He lived in Vilna. But, wherever it was, so he says, Kiva de Tchumin de Rabbanan, Havi Sveika Lahakel. Since it's Durabanan, it's Lahakel. Ulam, one second. Savik ze efshal of Arure. Vagam havi Savik chisar and yediya. But what do you mean? Whenever we say a Savik, we don't say Savik based on lack of knowledge. You gotta figure it out. So he says, the gamba Savik bedurabanan machmirin. So maybe we should be machmir. Because it's only because of my lack of das. Not because it's a real internal Savik. So he says, but look at Tosfos and Erev and Davov, who says, whenever there's a Torah gadol, lo hetrichu letzamtzem v'ledabasavik v'devreihem, ulefize yesh letzadid gabarido didon, diyef shalavara adavar, ubiyichud bimea sheleg, kreis kasha lavara adavar, v'kematu begeder nimna, gamaydi modid, it's like impossible, v'avisavik devreihem, lo hakel, and therefore he said the Moel would be able to go, because you can estimate. And as long as you estimate that it is okay, but it's something to Rabbanan, it will be Mako in that context. Good. One other application where Efshal Etzamtzim comes up. Again, it's a huge sugya. And that is a chiddush we mentioned a number of times for the Minchas Chinuch. We know there's an Issur D'Oraisa in 2 weeks ago's Parsha. In Parsha's Kisisa, there's an Issur D'Oraisa to make the Shemen HaMishcha with the exact ingredients and ratios from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the special anointing oil that was used for the Kelim, for Aaron HaKohen, just making it is an Issur D'Oraisa, and if somebody makes it, amazing one is Chayav Kares, just for that. It's even more chumer than the one who uses the Shemen HaMishcha, if I smear it on me. It's the making of the Shemen HaMishcha, which is the Issur, or the making of the Ketores, also, two straight Issur D'Oraisas. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, right there, in Simen Kuf Tes. If we say EF Charlotte Samsem, that you can never be so exact, so how do you ever violate the Issur D'Oraisa? You have to have the exact measurements. If I use different measurements, different ratios, I don't violate. If I use too much of one ingredient, too much of another, say, ask the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuftes, how do you ever violate the Issur D'Oraisa? Kiva de Tzrichem Lios Yikaran B'Mishkal Hazeh, B'lo Tosefes U'B'lo Giraon, Imken Kishem Et Samsem, K'Mishkol K'Midaso, Ika Shtei Svaris Liftar. Dilma Shoko Yosir Pater, Dilma Shoko Pochis Vagankin Pater. Right, so what is it? It's exact, but, you know, it's at least a Safek. It's at least a Safek. How can you ever going to give him Karis and Malkus? Malkus always is for the Chi of Karis. How do you ever say to know for sure? So answers the Menchas Chinuch. It must be that in certain contexts, everybody agrees Efshal Etzam same. Like here. As the Gemara says elsewhere, Lo Nit Natar Lamalach Esharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. What about Kizayis? Right, Beth Hashem. In a couple of days, right, we're all going to be focused on eating a Kizayis, 2 Kizayis of a matzah, 3 Kizayis of a matzah, and Maror. Yeah, Shalat Samsim. How do we ever know we're doing the mitzvah? The answer is, when it comes to mitzvahs and aveiros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us he trusts us. You know, what you say is a Kizayis, that's good enough. Says the Menchas Chinuch, Mikol Makom Matar Lo Tismoch B'mitzvos. Al nisim, rak nezem rumas betorah, tekulakayim lasalovo, ach be'emes, kibbe the lunin, the Torah lamalach yashares, kol makom shetziv satzorah la'asu b'mido b'mishkal, whenever the Torah demands, or asers, a certain measurement, hakol lefi das ben adam lefi sichlo, im etzam same kasher, hein le'inyin mitzvah, hein le'inyin chiyuv. That's very important, you saw it right here, the Menchas Chinuch in mitzvah 109. He talks about the building of the Mizveach. How do I know I built this correctly? How do I know this is an Amma? How do I know this? So by all mitzvahs and aveiros, says the Menchas Chinuch, you don't say that. When do you have the discussion of Efshar u'i Efshar? By a mitzias, by a reality. I'm not sure which firstborn came out, which one was the firstborn. That's a discussion of Efshar u'i Efshar letzam same. Or I'm not sure how tall this is, how wide this is. So that's where Tosfos gets into the discussion of Efshar u'i Efshar, it could be a suffix. But when it comes to mitzvahs and aveiros, says the Torah, says the Minchas Chinuch, v'chein, we gotta mention it, ko achilas mitzvah iser, ta Torah agmere, shehein b'kizayis, o shiur macherim shiyesh b'Torah, ha-Torah nitna ha-tzimtzum lefi daitenu. Right, the Bahamim, achilas mitzvah, da ochel lo iser, machmas ta'ase, v'chulu, alo b'vadai, b'das adam talya milsa, v'Torah tzivsa lanu kein. Good, that's the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Kuftes. Very important. We continue. Says the Gemara, two dots on Hey Amid Beis. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Okay, we're not even going to get into it right now. Savi Drabanan Lakula. Is that a Daraisa? Is that a Drabanan? We'll save that for a day when we will be, we will have more time to talk about it. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar Rav. Mavui Shenifratz. As we spoke about yesterday for the first time, but now we have continuation. And again, the pictures will help today as well. Mavui Shenifratz. If I have a Mavui that got a hole in it, some of its wall fell down. Mitzido be'eser. Mitzido was like we had the case yesterday. The side wall of the Mavui got a hole in it. Right, it got a hole. Be'eser. Up until 10 amos, it's okay. It doesn't ruin the Mavui. As we said yesterday, as long as the wall that's in the front of the hole is at least 4 tvachim long, as we said yesterday from Rav Amri and Rav Asis, then even a wall that's up to 10 amos wide is still considered a doorway. It's not called a pirtza. It does not undermine the main entranceway to the Mavui. May Rosho bedalid. But what if you have a hole on the same side of the Mavui as the Lechi and the Korah? The front of the Mavui. Well, the Mavui was very wide. And I know, and I learned, the first mission in Erevin, and I know that you gotta shorten the width of the opening in order to use the Lechi and the Korah. It can't be more than 10 amos. So that's why I thinned out the opening. But after I did that and I put up the Lechi, all of a sudden, part of that wall fell down. Something happened. So there I only allow 10 tvachim. Even though on the side I would allow 10 amos, on the front I would allow 4 tvachim. Maishna mitzido be'eser. Why on the side do we allow eser 10 amos? De amar pischu, we say it's 10. We say it's a pesach up until that point. Me roshonami nima pischu. So also on the front of the mavui, why don't we say it's a pesach? Why do we say it's limited to 4 tvachim? So the Gemara says, amar afuna breder of Yeshua. You're right. Fundamentally, maybe we would allow more. But you know what the case is? That's only allowed this smaller amount. You could go to Nifrats Bekeren Zavis. The corner is where the wall fell down. And if it fell down, you don't have such large openings at corners for doorways. De Pischa Bekeren Zavis Lo Avdi Inshi. People don't make doorways there. Rashi says it's porous from two sides. From two sides, it's not totally front, it's a little front and a little side, and that's why there are smaller measurements. Pisla, Bekeren Zavis, Lo Avdi Inshi. People don't do that. Good. Stop there for a minute before we get to the next day. If you look in the Bali Tosfos, Tosfos here says, what if I would put a Tzuras HaPesach on the corner? Everything we're talking about here is a Lechi or a Korah, horizontal or a vertical. But the question one always has to ask, whenever a Lechi and a Korah does not work, does Tzuras HaPesach work? Remember we discussed this back on Daf Beis. Does Tzuras HaPesach work for more than 10 amos? Right, Lechi and Korah work for up till 10 amos. But Tzuras HaPesach works for even more. So what about here? Does Tzuras HaPesach work on a corner? Says Tosfos, yes. Tosfos de Pischa. Mihu im asa ke'ein Pesach, b'mezuzos u'mashkov, havishaper Pesach. Kedomer la'el, de Pesach le'bekeren zavis. Tosfos says beferish, that a Tzuras HaPesach, right, two side posts and a lintel, would work even on a corner. And if you look in the Rambam does not mention that. The Rambam is mashmo, so the Rambam is that a Tzuras HaPesach would not work for a corner. And the shaila is, why not? Says Reb Chaim, what does a Tzuras HaPesach do? Whenever you have an imaginary halacha, or a halacha that lets you imagine a reality, you always have to ask, so what does that really do? So if I have a korah, so I say that's an imaginary wall. If I have a Tzuras HaPesach, if I have omid meruba ala paretz, so what does that do? So Reb Chaim explains that according to the Rambam, it must be that Tzuras HaPesach does not close it up halachically, like others do. Omein Meruba Laparitz might mean that I am allowed to view everything as closed up. Tzuras HaPesach, says Reb Chaim and say other Achronim, that might just create an enclosed area. I could look at the area as enclosed, but who says I'm allowed to use that as a wall? L'ma'ad Avar Doma, he says some of this, but also Reb Soloveitchik, the Rav in Rishima Shirim and Sukkah, expands on this also. What about for Sukkah? Am I allowed to use Tzuras HaPesach for Sukkah? I'm not going to have any walls. On my four walls of Sukkah, I'm going to use Tzuras HaPesach. Am I allowed to do that? The answer is no. You need walls. For Shabbos, The answer is by Shabbos, we need hekif makom. We need an enclosed area. As long as an area is enclosed, that could be good enough. Mashekin for sukkah, we need walls. We need mechitzos. There's a different standard. And therefore, what could work for Shabbos might not be able to work for sukkah. Where do you see this? There's a beautiful line in Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah, on Daf Dalet. In a different context, Tosfos is talking about where you're trying to create a mechitza of four tefachim high, and you have a house that's shorter, so you dig a hole in the middle of the house in order to create the depth of ten tefachim. Tosfos there discusses a question why in Sukkah there is a requirement for the hole inside the house to be a certain proximity to the wall, and in Shabbos there's not. So this is just one line of Tosfos. Dalet Amabez in Sukkah. V'yesh lomar, delo dami reshus Shabbos, shehu limnoa regel rabim, L'sukkah, de be'inon mechitzos smuchos l'schach. Don't compare Shabbos and Sukkah, says Tosfos. Shabbos is about preventing people from walking there. Sukkah is about mechitzos smuchos l'schach. What does that mean? Writes Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishima Shiurim right here on this Tosfos. It's exactly Rav Chaim's point. Don't compare Sukkah and Shabbos. Sometimes Sukkah requires mechitzos. Shabbos, in certain times, requires only hekif makom, an enclosed area. But here, what do we need by Mavui? It could be the Rabbanah by Mavui, by a corner. Tzuras HaPesach, that's not going to make it considered an enclosed area because it's a corner. Tzuras HaPesach has to be an imaginary doorway, which would then be allowed to be looked at as an enclosed area. But if you don't build a doorway there, ever, then you can't even look at it as an enclosed area. By shaking Tosfos might have more flexibility. Maybe Tosfos says, well, all you need is an enclosed area, and this is good enough to enclose it. The Rambam might have said, no, first it has to be an imaginary doorway to then be an enclosed area. Okay, but that's the lumdus that is discussed here relating to comparing Sukkah and Shabbos. Again, there's a lot more there. Feel free to look in the Rishima Shiurim on Maseches Sukkah. Okay, we continue. So this is all the Shita of Rav Chanin bar Rava in the name of Rav. That there's a difference in measurement if the pirtz is on the side wall of the mavli or on the front wall of the mavli. But yesterday we referred to Rav Huna's opinion right here. For Rav Huna on our fifth line, echadze vechadze barba. No, Rav Huna says even a side wall, the maximum is going to be four tfachim. And that's what Rav Huna argued. He says, lo tiflegalei de Rav. Don't say that Rav says otherwise. Lo tiflegalei. Don't argue on me. The Rav Igla l'dam chavra, dam charya. One time Rav visited that place, v'avad uvta kavasi, he did like me. Meaning he said maximum four tvachim. So Amar Leh, he answers back, he says, no, Rav bika matzo v'gader v'gader. No, Rav wasn't saying me'ikar adin there. Literally, he saw a bika, he saw an open area, and he made a fence around it. Means he saw that people weren't keeping halacha there, and he went above and beyond. What was me'ikar hadin? Really, ten amos is okay, me'ikar adin, but there, he saw, Rashi says, ame ha'aratzim hayu, umizalzalin b'mitzvahs. They were mizalzalin mitzvahs. Vahichmir alei, alaso siyag, larchikan min ha'avera, kadam agoder bika prutza l'shomra. Right, somebody puts up a fence, so Chazal have that authority. If they see, like we mentioned yesterday, remember the example of Rav Cham in Sanhedrin, right? He saw the door needed something, so he did something, which was not me'ikar hadin. Right, so here too, Rav Chanan says that Rav just did that because they needed some chizik. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzcha, kavasi Rav Huna mistavra. I think Rav Huna is right. Rav Huna who says even from the front, the minimum is four tfachin, and ten amos is not allowed. De itmar, why? The following case, mavui akum. What's mavui akum? Rashi quotes two dayas here. We'll go with the one of the dayas, and that is you have two mavuis that are shaped like an L. Right, two mavuis that are connected to each other, shaped like an L. On the opposite sides, they're connected to the street. So basically, the regular case of mavui, but instead of the end being a dead end, it's connected to another mavui at a right angle. So the question is, what is that considered? Remember, a mavui that's open straight on both sides is what we call the mavui mifulash, an open mavui. And that has its own rules. Or do I say no? Well, if you go straight, so then, you know, it's not foolish exactly. So what do you need? What do you need to put at the bend? What do you need to put at the opening by the street? That's the shiloh. So mavu yakum. Rav amar tarasukim mefulash. Rav says he treated like mefulash. You treat it like an open mavui, right? That's it. And you need you need to fix where the bend is, and you need to fix where the street is. Ushmuel amar tarasu kasasam. Ushmuel said, no, you can treat it like a sasum, and you don't have to do anything at the bend, says Shmuel. But all you have to do is put a lechi at each of the places where it hits the street, and that is good enough. You don't need a tzuras ha-pesach there. Right, so that is the, what exactly does Rav require? Rashi explains, avzet tzorach l'shnei psach av l'tzad rishas rabim lechi, uba'ak mumiso tzorach tzuras ha-pesach. You need to put a tzuras ha-pesach at the bend and put lechis on the corners. Good. So that is Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So, I'm sorry? So would that be a Karen Zavis? But this is going within the Mavui. It's not a Karen Zavis to the street. So it's different than what was said earlier. There was open, it was a piercer to the street. So it might have different rules. So the Gemara says, the Mayas Kinan. What's the case we're talking about? How wide is that bend? Because if you think about it, if you think about each of these Mavuis, take each Mavui on its own. The bend is a hole in the sidewall for each of the Mavuis. That's why this is a comparable case. If you just take Mavui number one and separate the other one, so there's a hole in the side of wall of the Mavui. So how long? That's why this is going to be comparable. So b'mayas kinon. So ilei mabi yoser me eser. Are we talking about a case where the bend is, where the hole in the side wall is more than 10 amos? So b'halei m'shmuel tarasu k'sasum. Shmuel is going to say this is like sasum? Rashi says, of course that's mefulash. Everybody's going to read that's mefulash. That's considered open. If you have a hole over there that's more than 10 amos, Shmuel's not going to say that. You don't have to do anything there. So elalav, what must we be talking about? Be'eser, where we have a hole that's maximum, right? 10 or less, right? It's not more than 10 amos. And what do you see? V'ka'amar Rav, tarasu k'mefulash. And Rav says, even if, let's say, it's 9 amos. And Rav still says, that's mefulash. What do you see from there? Alma, Pirtas Mavi, Mitzida, Bedalid. You see Rav, right? There was a Machlokas. What does Rav hold? Machlokas, Rav Huna, and Rav Chanan bar Rava. Machlokas, whether Rav allows a 10 Amma Pirtsa on the sidewall, or a 4 Tefach Pirtsa on the sidewall. So what do you see from here? That even less than 10 Amos is no good. So it must be, Rav holds that it's only up to 10 Tefachim, Araya to Rav Huna, Kasha on Rav Chanan. Right, that's the Kasha. So answers the Gemara, 1 minute. For Rav Chanan bar Rava, how would he answer this case? He would say, no, this is not a normal case of a sidewall having a hole. Shiny hasam to kabaki bar Rabim. Here, there's an alleyway that goes into the hole. This isn't just a, like next to a street where there's a main entrance to the Mavui and there happens to be another side hole. So it could be that people are going to go through the main entrance. So that's why the sidewall is going to be allowed to have even bigger, up to 10 amos. But here, everybody's going to use that side hole because that's an entrance or an exit of the other mavui. So that's why don't compare me. Don't compare me that case to our case that we're talking about. Says about 1 minute. Michal de Rav Huna. So you're telling me if we're talking about this case where there's a lot of people going through, that's mashma that Rav Huna would say, Savar, Avagad lo baki bar Rabim. That Rav Huna's shita is even if people aren't walking through, his shita is that you always 4 tefachim at most. So maestra midi Rav Ami v'Ravasi. So why wouldn't he doesn't agree to Rav Ami and Ravasi who we had yesterday? Rav Ami and Ravasi who say that as long as you have a 4 tefach wall up front, you can have 10 amos on the side, right? He doesn't agree to that. So the Gemara could have answered, no, he doesn't. But the Gemara is rather say that he agrees. Hasam deika gidude, hacha deleka gidude. There's a difference. Over there, you know why they would allow up till 10 amos? Because the case is where the wall wasn't totally breached. There's some bottom part of the wall that's still there. The rim of the bottom is still there. It didn't get flattened out to the bottom, to the floor, but there's still the bottom part. And therefore, that's why he would allow up till 10 amos, because people are going to use that. That's not normal. Masha'en Kane, if it's a case where it's totally flat, it would be up to 4 tefachim as well. Period. Okay, so that relates us a little bit to Mavui Mefulash, Mavui Sasum, and relating to if you have a hole, if you have a breach in one of the walls, what would be allowed? Okay, here we go. One of the major discussions of the Rishonim in all of the Masechta is right here. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad ma'arvin derech rishas harabim. How do you enclose a derech of rishas harabim? What's the Gemara's question? What's the havamina? So Rashi says we're talking about rishas harabim. We want to know, how do you enclose a Rishus HaRabim? The Ritva asks a number of questions on Rashi. You can't enclose a Rishus HaRabim. What are you talking about, Rashi? And that's what the Gemara's Maskan is going to be anyway. But the Ritva doesn't even like it in the Havamina. What are you talking about that you are trying to enclose a Rishus HaRabim? Deep Rishus HaRabim Gemura, my Rinan. What's the Saka Daitach Shetehev Ebrosha Lechi Yokora? Of course not. Maybe we're talking about a case where it's a real Rishus HaRabim, but it got skinnier at the place where you're trying to enclose it. Either way, the Ritva doesn't like Rashi. He quotes like the Re, that it's not Mamash Rishus HaRabim. What we're talking about is a Mavui Mefulash, which is a quasi Rishus HaRabim. Okay, something that's enclosed on two sides. But either way, that's a question which the Maskana will not make a difference because we're going to reject it anyway. But what the important part is, the Rishonim right here discuss the definition of Rishus HaRabim. We discussed this a little bit back on Daf Beis, but here we're going to see in the Rishonim. So the Gemara says, Ketzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. You know what, let's just read a little bit, and then we will stop. So Ketzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. So Oseh Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, Velechi Vekara Mikan. The first day is, you put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and a Lechi and Korah on the other side. That's the first day. Chananya Omer. Two other opinions. Beishame Omrim Ose Deles Mikan Videles Mikan. You need doors. If you have a Rishus HaRabim or a quasi Rishus HaRabim, depending what it is, Mefulash, you need doors on both sides. You can't just have an imaginary Bechitza or of the sort. Ukshu Yotze V'Nechnas Noel. When you leave, you gotta close it. And the third opinion. Well, this would make it not a Rishus HaRabim. If you make these tikkunim. And that's why the Ritva says it can't be like Rashi, Rishus HaRabim Mamish, because this doesn't help in a real Rishus HaRabim. It's got to be a Mavi Mefulash, which is has two walls on the sides of it, and then you're just doing something on the opposite sides. Beis Hillel Omrim, Osedeles Mikan, Velechi Vekore Mikan. So 3 days is what the halacha is. Period. Stop there for a minute. Okay, so what exactly is a Rishus HaRabim? So, we start with Rashi. And what's interesting is the Gemara itself just deals with this. Back in, it's fascinating. Shabbos Davav, Erevin Davav. Gotta remember. You gotta know what Rishus HaRabim is on Fridays. So Davav in both Masechtos. That's what it is. That's how you remember. So, says Rashi right here. He basically quotes the Gemara and adds one factor, which all the Rishonim jump on. Rashi says, Rachav Mashma, Rachav Sheishas Re'alma. 16 amas wide. Okay, that's good. Ve'ir shemitsuyin bashishim ribo. There it is. That's the controversial line. 600,000 people that are matsui, that are found there. Does that mean travel through there every day? Does that mean live there? That's Rashi. Then he has vein bachom, it doesn't have a wall. Shrei rishut sarabim shalom mechuvan mishar lashar. And then he adds, it's mechuvan mishar lashar. Is a rishut sarabim allowed to bend and curve? That's also seen sounds like from Rashi. Shema Fulash, Domo the Digli Midbar, similar to the Digli Midbar, which was straight and organized Vachul. This is Rashi. Tosas quotes the Bahag, who agrees with Rashi. Tosas Ketzad. Yesh Bahag, Dimina Drisas Samach Ribo. Vikosh Shal Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this. Because look, the Agolos in we have this back in Masechta Shabbos, the wagons in the Midbar. Under them and between them was Rishus HaRabim. What, you had 600,000 people squeezing between the wagons? No, you don't have that there. So the Re says, Mikol Makom, Darkanoi Lassis V'Lava Boso Derech. Over time they went through. Aye, says Tosfos, but you have more than 600,000 in the Midbar. You have 2 million, if you count women and children. So Tosfos says, okay, you only go by what's explicit. Okay, so he defends. But Rov Rishonim, right here, the Ramban, the Ritva, all the Chachmei Sfarad, and the Rambam does not say a word about it, do not agree that 600,000 is a factor, is an ingredient. And that's why, according to Rashi, this is a huge kula. Because according to Rashi, unless you have 600,000, then it is not Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, it sounds like he's noted towards the Chumrah opinion. As we mentioned in Shimim Hei Zayin, he quotes what Rishus HaRabim is with leaving out that factor, and then he quotes V'yesh Omrim Shekol Shein Shishim Ribo Ovrim Bo B'chol Yom Ein Rishus HaRabim. If Shish and Rebo don't pass by there every day. And then the Mishnah Berura says, first he quotes our Tosfos, and then he says, Linin Alacha, Midasa Machaber de Kasav Deazu, Rak Vashem Yishomrim, Mashmet Alacha Lo Sphere Lake, Mikal Makom. Ein banu koach limchos biara somchen al deyazu. The deyazu gam kein lo das yichidahu. Because remember, it's not a das yachid. There's Rashi, there's the Bahag, and look at the Bir Halacha. He quotes six other Rishonim that agree. So there are a number, though it's a minority, but it's still a deya, and therefore, Baal Nefesh should be machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah, but this is the deya. Also, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch's language is, I glossed over it, Kol Shei Shishim Riba Ovrim Bo Bichol Yom, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rashi doesn't have that here. Rashi doesn't have Bichol Yom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chipasti Bichol Rishonim Ha'om Dem Mishita Zu Olo Niskar B'Devrayim Tanai Zeh. I didn't see this anywhere. He says, look, in Rashi and Ervin Daf Nun Tes, he says something that might be hint to it, but most Rishonim don't. Rashi Mitsuyim Sham Shishim Ribo. So I don't understand why the Shulchan Aruch added in this Tanai. But again, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Maker Adin, there are some Rishonim that hold of it, so you can't jump on the people who are so mech on it, but otherwise, one shouldn't rely on it. There are other deyas in terms of requirements for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, just to mention two of them. First, Rav Moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan, and Rav Moshe doesn't like it. The Aruch HaShulchan has a big chiddush, which I think I might have mentioned on Daf Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan says, a definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is focused on the Hei HaYediyah. And that is, the only time there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa is if there's only one street, one main thoroughfare to enter a city. If there are four or even two main entrances to a city, there are two different ways to get in, then there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Each one undermines the definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for the other one. It's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. All right, how many ways were there to get into Talmudic towns? One road. That's the big heter of imayir ina asuyim mavos. Ella call rechovos mefulashim laarba ruchos haolam umishadar berachov zeh yitzei liracheres derech rechov zeh umishadar rechov berachov acheres yitzei derech rechov shalom. Then ein makom sheikari alav rishus harabim bebnei sheein sham makom shekulam iskapsim sham. That's the big heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, and Rav Moshe is vehemently opposed to this. Rav Moshe, in one of the posthumous volumes, in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Hey, Simin. What Simin is this? It's like 10 Anafim. Simin Chaf Ches. He goes through 15 different reasons that people wanted to be Mekel about the Brooklyn Erev, and which Rav Moshe is, the famous Shuvah of Rav Moshe, that he is against. He's, in general, big cities, but he's specifically about Shane Lasso's Ervin, but Brooklyn, Afbachelik Echad, Keflatbush, Ubaro Park, right? That's where Moshe's Shuva, where he goes through each of the coolers, and one of them is Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, and you don't never heard of this. What are you talking about? One road? Not. Again, there are other postkim that allowed it, but Moshe goes through each one, and he says that I don't like it. He says, this is Chiddush Aruch HaShulchan, Ein Remez Lezeh B'Gemara, right? There's no hint. What's another heter, though, another svar that is discussed? That's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish discusses in Kuf Zayin, another kula, that if there is one street that is a Rishus Hayachid, which opens up into other streets that might be Rishus Harabim's, but those streets that open into those other streets make it, take away the definition of Rishus Harabim Daraisa. Again, so even if you have, let's say, a big street, let's say Ocean Parkway, and you have other side streets that go into it, so that would undermine the definition of our Ocean Parkway. What do you mean? How do you make other side streets Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Says the Chazon Ish, many cities, and this is more true in urban places than rural places. Sometimes you have apartments that basically go the whole street. So it's basically the street is surrounded by walls, because there's hardly any space. There's Omin Rubal Aparits on all sides. That's going to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa, those streets. Right, if most of the streets aren't 16 amos wide, and most of the streets don't have 600,000 people living there in a certain area, so says the Chazon Ish, Yatza Mizeh Debizman Hazeh Kol Hashvakim Barachovos Shebekrachim Hayoser Gdolim Hein Rishus Hayachid Gemura Min HaTorah Tekulon Timsa Bohen Achas Mukefes Gimel Mechitzos Vehi Rishus Hayachid. If you can find one of them that's surrounded by the apartment walls, by the fences, the Kol Rechovos HaPsuchos La Rishus Hayachid VaPsuchos LaTocha Naasin Rishus Hayachid VeKivan Shekein Hei Nitaris Metzuras HaPesach. And again, once you can get it down out of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, then you can build an Erev. So again, this is major discussions. One should consult their local posek. I mean, big discussions. Rav Moshe has his own Shitos and Hilchas Erevin. Generally chumras, but anyway, this is his This is a big discussion in terms of the definition of Rishus HaRabim, but Rashi right here is a major issue. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how are you ma'ariv a derech Rishus HaRabim? So the three different opinions mentioned. Tzuras HaPesach and Alechi, two doors, or a door and Alechi. Rishus HaRabim mi ma'avra? Are you allowed to do this? Can you make an Erev around it? B'hatanya. Yes, sir, okay. Right, this is quoting from later on. We're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds as follows. Let's say you have a street, but you have two houses on, well, a house on each side of the street, on opposite sides of the street, and let's say you have an overpass or a porch connecting the houses. So how am I allowed to carry under that overpass? It's open on both sides. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Yilo Shnei Batim Mishnei Sidi Rishas Arabim. Osa Lechem Mikan Lechem Mikan Okorim Mikan Okorim Mikan Vinosi Vinotim Be'emsa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Just put lechis and korahs on either side. Amru Lo, the Chachamim say back to him, no. Tein Ma'arvin Rishas Arabim Bekach. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need to do more than that. It's open on both sides. You can't just put lechis and korahs. So you see, this is the question we're asking. How could you say, right, with the 3 days that we had on Amud Aleph, what do you do to Rosh Hashanah? So there's the first day I says, lechem ikan, lechem ikan. Who would say that? Nobody says that. V'chi tema b'kachu d'lo ma'arva. And if you want to say, well, all the Chachamim meant was, with two lechis, it doesn't work. Habitzlosos ma'arva. But if you would have doors, it would work. And that's what Beis Hillel said. And maybe this is like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said one doorway and one door and one lechi would work. But the Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim il malei delaso sehanin olos balayla. If Yerushalayim wouldn't have its doors closed at night, chayavan aleha mishum rishus harabim, it would be considered a rishus harabim. The Amar Ula says the same thing. Hani abula demechuza, this area il malei delaso sehanin olos chayavan aleha mishum rishus harabim. And what do you see from there? That says Rashi, right across from where we are, Alma, Ne'ilas Delosos Be'inan Bichol Laila. That's also a key line of Rashi that I'm going to pick up on. You need the doors closing every night. The Hachaktani, and what did the Brisa say, even according to Beis Hillel, just make a door. Doesn't say it has to be closed. Just make a door. Right here it says it has to be closed. So again, how do any of those deos work with this Mishnah from later on? So Amar of Yehuda, Hachikamar, this is what we meant to say. Ketzin Ma'arvin, Mavos Amafulashin, Larishus Arabim. Right, like the Ritva said, even in the Havamina. How are we Ma'arev alleyways that are totally open to the Rishus Arabim? That's the discussion on Amar Aleph, not Mamish Rishus Arabim. Oset, Surah Zapesach Mikan, Velechi Vikar Mikan, etc. Right, so that is what is meant, but not Mamish A Rishus Arabim. So the Maskana, we hold that a Rishus Arabim Daraisa cannot, whether you can't build a Surah HaPesach on it. You would be able to somehow put doors. If there's a way to enclose the area with doors somehow, which they use in some places, sorry? Right, on the Upper West Side, other places where they have certain doors that close, not like this Rashi that says B'cholayla, but at some point during the year, so then it would be able to be used. There is a fascinating discussion in the Achronim. What's the purpose of a door? More than a Tzuras HaPesach. So some Achronim suggest, well, it's all about prevention of totally free access. Prevention of totally free access. If there's some hindrance to my totally free access, so then that could undermine. Says the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, traffic lights serve this function. Traffic lights could bring down, at least as a sniff, these are long tshuvas, all these Erevin tshuvas are long tshuvas. But in his tshuva, again, about the Brooklyn Erev, he says traffic lights could take the place of doorways, because that also prevents totally free, unhindered access. And therefore, no problem, right? That makes it into Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid D'Oraisa. And Rav Moshe again says, no, you can't compare doors to traffic lights. Right, so again, this is a big discussion. Again, the postgame try to figure out the reason behind the halachas and whether you could apply it to what we've said. Where did traffic lights come up in the past few months? Where did we talk about traffic lights? Back in for the first parak of Shabbos, we spoke about traffic lights. Remember the Chashuke Chemed discussed, we spoke about the difference between two types of resting, Omin Lafush and Omin Lakasef. If I rest to fix my bundle or I rest to take a rest as I'm walking, is that called a hanacha or not? So he mentioned, what about a red light? Would that be called Omi Lafush, or that be called Omi Lakasef? Okay, that's what we discussed then. Either way. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Rav Amar Hilchasa Ketana Kama, Ushmuel Amar Halacha Kechananya, Machlokes, what the Hahuda Halacha is like. Meaning, on this Mavi Mufulash, L'Rishus HaRabim, do you need the Tanakama, who says, two lechi is no problem, or you need do you need Surah Pesach and a lechi, or do you need, like Hananya says, Hananya again held, Machlo B'Shem Beis Hillel, but Hananya's Beis Hillel was a door over here, and a lechi in a korah over here. Ibar lehu lachananya liba de beis hillel sarach linol o ein sarach linol. Does the door have to close? Does it have to be closed? And 2 days in the meiri here, and is it only a rishus hayachid when it is closed, or as long as it closes every so often, it's a rishus hayachid even if it's not closed right now? But does it have to close? Tashma, the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Eino Tzarech Lino. V'chein Amr Abbas Amr Shmuel, Eino Tzarech Lino. It doesn't need to. Ikad Amri or Amr of Masa, B'didi Avi Uvda. It happened to me. V'yamar Li Shmuel, Eino Tzarech Lino. Not only did I ask him a Shaila, but it actually happened. And he told me, there's no need. But my name is Rav Anan. They asked Rav Anan the same question. Tzarech Lino, Oin Ein Tzarech Lino. Do you have to close that door? Amr Lahu Tachazi. Hani Abuli Din Ahada. That area in Ahada. The Timon on Palgayo Ba'a. The doors, in front of the open doors, they have huge piles of dirt. So the doors are fixed open. Because this is the way they have a dirt pile forever. And Shmuel went in and out. He didn't say a word. Right, so obviously it's okay. It does not need to be closed. So Amr of Kahana, no. Hanach Magufos Have. Those, they had the dirt piles, but that was more than halfway closed. They were fixed in a way that was more than halfway closed. That's why he might not have said anything. But it could be he requires ne'ulos. But this is considered ne'ulos. Kiyasa Rav Nachman Amar, Panyuol Afrayu. When Rav Nachman came, he said, get rid of the dirt. Le Maksav Rav Nachman Tzarech Linol. Is that because he says, you need to be Noel? Lo. Maybe he doesn't require that, but at least he requires Kivan Diru Yoslino Avabisha Ainin Alos. He at least requires the potential to close them, even if he doesn't actually require closing them. Right? The Gemara does not quote it here, but this is known as the Din of Rabzera. The Din of Rabzera of Kalaroy Labila. Sometimes in Halakha you don't need something actually to happen, you just need the potential. For example, we just had yesterday in Hilchas Chatzitza. Even though we don't need Biasmayim, if I go to the mikvah, I don't have to have my mouth open. Right, to let the water go in, but I have to have ra'oi l'bias mayim. I can't have a chatzitza in my mouth, because at least the water has to, you have to have ra'oi l'bias mayim. Or, where else does this come up? In many places. The fascinating application of this is the Ritva. The Ritva in Sukkah, Daflam Ches, where you need potential. Right, the discussion in the Rishonim there, Rashi Tosas Ritva, what happens if I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha? What do I do? So you have two choices, stop or not stop. How can there be three opinions? Because there are different reasons. Tosva says, don't stop. Keep going. Why? Well, you can't be mopsik now anyway. If you're mopsik and stop to listen, that's shomer ka'onet, as if you're talking in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So just keep going, says Tosva. That's Tosva. If you look in the Ritva says also keep going. Why? Because the Ritva here says, differently than Tosva, shomer ka'onet is not going to work for you. Shomer Ka'ona can only work for you when you yourself would be able to say it, so then you can listen to somebody else say it. Like Kiddush. One person says Kiddush, I can make Kiddush myself. But if I'm, right, last week my daughter was still davening when they made Kiddush in the shul, and she asked me, I heard Kiddush, I was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. I heard Kiddush! Well, the Ritva would say no good, right? Because you have to, only Shomer Ka'ona only works when you're able to be able to say it yourself, but here when it works, you might as well keep going. We don't pass in like Tosfos or the Ritva. We pass in like Rashi. Rashi over there, Sukkah Lamachasim Abeis. Rashi says, you stop and you listen. Why? Because Rashi says you can have your cake and eat it too. It's enough Shomea Ka'oneh that you're Yotzeh, but it's not enough Shomea Ka'oneh that it's a Hefsik in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Right? Middle approach, that's an important machlokas for Shomea Ka'oneh issues, but that, and the Ritva there quotes from Zera. Quotes the number of Zera of potential. So you have it here too. Good, a little more. Hahu Mavui Akum. You have a Mavui Akum. You had a bent Mavui, the Havi Ben Arda. Ramiya Le Chumri, the Rav, the Chumri, the Shmuel, Vatsrachinu Dlasos. They went like all the Chumris. The people in this Mavli went like all the Chumras. Chumrei de Rav, they held like the Chumra of Rav on Amar Aleph to Amar Tarasak and Mefulash. They said, they held like Rav, they have to treat it like a Mefulash. Meaning you gotta put a Tzuras HaPesach at the bend. At the bend. V'yama Rav Halacha Katana Kama, but 1 minute. But didn't Rav say just above that the Halacha is like the Tana Kama in the case of how you Ma'arev? The Tana Kama says all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi Rekara on the other side. So Kishmuel. But these people who had this Mavi Akum didn't hold like Rav that way. They held like Shmuel to Amar Halacha Chananya. They need a door. I Amar Shmuel to Rasu Kisasum. But go back. Shmuel says that the Mavi Akum is like a Sasum. Karav to Amar Tarasu Kamefulash. Meaning, they went like both Chumras. They went like Rav's Chumra, that a Mavli Akum is Mefulash, and they went like Shmuel's Chumra, that the way that you fix a Mavli Mefulash in general is a door on one side and a Lechi on the other side. Period. Does that make sense that you go like two Chumras? That, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to pick up with tomorrow when we get into a little discussion of Psak. We'll talk a little bit about Baskols tomorrow. By the Baskels of Tanu Shel Achnoi, that comes up, Be'ez Hashem. We'll get into a little Tumah, Hilchas Tumas Ohel. Right, a couple of issues that come up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir, hopefully, should be up. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.